Amazon.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Auto World, in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to kick off a new monthly segment with Melvin Benziquin, the owner of Classic Restorations. And we're going to kick off the first Classic Restorations monthly segment. But before we get to that, we've got Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, standing by, and the latest motorsports update with Jeff Bressler, where we will begin. Jeff, what's going on in the world of motorsports?
Hey, Bob, NASCAR season winding down, and Jimmy Johnson is edging closer to the NASCAR record books by scoring his fourth consecutive championship. NASCAR currently racing in Phoenix with one race left in Miami next week. Johnson currently sitting in first place with around 30 laps remaining, and his car has looked super strong after all afternoon as he's led for right around 200 laps. Johnson's two closest nemesis in points, Mark Martin, currently sitting fourth, and Jeff Gordon 11th. So it looks like Mr. Johnson well on his way to a fourth title. Carl Edwards scored a dominating win at Phoenix yesterday that temporarily held off Kyle Busch's bid to clinch the Nationwide Series title. Busch's first NASCAR championship is still a near certainty, though. He's up 190 points over Edwards, and he only needs to start next week's race at Miami to grab the title. But early problems yesterday spoiled Busch's bid to get it out of the way in Phoenix. He spun his Toyota eight laps into the race, suffered Hemi damage when he hit the wall, and had a battle eventually for a ninth-place finish. Ron Hornaday has become the oldest champion in NASCAR history. The 51-year-old Hornaday won a record fourth Truck Series championship by outrunning Matt Crafton on Friday night at the Phoenix International Raceway. Hornaday wrapped it up by finishing fourth to Crafton's eighth. Kevin Harvick, who by coincidence is Hornaday's team owner, he won Friday night's race and celebrated with Hornaday with simultaneous burnouts along the front stretch. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much for all your fine work at SEMA, and we look forward to hopefully catching up with you in L.A. in a few weeks.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks again. We go back to Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, who's telling us about his recent adventure behind the wheel of the Lexus supercar, the LFA, down in Miami. And, Paul, this is quite a technological piece, carbon fiber, V10, packing a ton of power, lots of cool electronics. How was the overall driving experience?
Yeah, 200 plus miles an hour. It's an amazing car to drive. In fact, it does what Lexus often does. It is such a competent vehicle that it almost seems to take a little bit of the fun away of the driving. But it is quite an impressive package. We unfortunately started out with some massive rainstorms over Miami Homestead International Raceway. So it was a question of whether we would even go out on the track. And a lot of vehicles, supercars, we wouldn't have. This vehicle held like I have seldom seen anything be able to grip the road. There's a new Bridgestone Potenza tire on that, which we're not even being told all the details about yet. Apparently they're going to be releasing that later this year. But those tires are just phenomenal, even in the worst rain that I've ever experienced in all the years driving on a track. The LFA is just a blast to drive. It's got a gorgeous interior. It's an interesting, striking styling, and the technology is remarkable. An all-new engine, which, by the way, is built on the same assembly line that was building the Toyota F1 program's engines. And, of course, we know that Toyota's dropping out of Formula One. The vehicle itself is mostly carbon fiber. Once upon a time, they were planning to do aluminum, but they realized they wanted to meet some tough weight targets, so they decided to switch to almost exclusively to carbon fiber. And they have come up with a technology to do that, this weaving process that is a real breakthrough. In fact, it may help us see carbon fiber move downstream into more affordable cars going forward. Again, the real question is, who's out there who's going to spend nearly $400,000 on this car?
Amazing. And Mercedes, at the same time, concurrently launching the SLS for considerably less money because it's an aluminum-bodied vehicle, Paul.
Yeah, it's really lovely, isn't it? After 55 years, we're finally seeing the return of the Gullwing. The new SLS replaces the less-than-well-loved SLR supercar from Mercedes, and a lot of people really feel that this is the car the SLR should have been. Of course, that Gullwing is a classic Mercedes design cue. People have been waiting for it to come back for 55 years, and we'll be posting a review on that sometime soon. I will tell you, I did name that the best car in class for one of the magazines I write for. So it's an impressive vehicle.
It's definitely on my lottery list, Paul. That looks like a real looker, and also certainly you can't argue with the performance.
No, and what's really nice is that it's coming in this era when supercars keep getting more and more expensive. They're going to be bringing it in at about $300,000, or about $100,000 less than the old SLR.
Wow, that is good news indeed. Lots of folks are posing the question: is the is the LFA worth the money, considering you could buy, you know, X number of GTRs and other vehicles to, fill out your portfolio if you have that kind of money to spend?
Yeah, that's a question a lot of us are asking as well. You can't compare it to, say, an Audi R8 or a GTR. Those are just different worlds. This is such a limited edition vehicle.
Yeah.
The technology with the carbon fiber is so distinctive and so expensive and so special that it helps justify the price tag. But I've got to tell you, I can't imagine them being able to sell many more than the 500 that they're putting out there. For once, we're actually seeing that a lot of customers are saying enough is enough already with the price tags that are just going into the stratosphere. 500 worldwide, yeah, they'll probably be able to sell it. 501, I'm not sure if they would.
Yeah, no, very good point. Paul, remind all of our listeners here on Auto World about the free stuff that they can get newsletter-wise and otherwise.
Well, of course, you can get all the news about the auto industry, regular updates, break a lot of news, reviews, spy shots, all sorts of things on thedetroitbureau.com. And the better thing is, if you are looking for a reminder, we'll send you email updates, whether it be every time a new story is posted or simply a once-a-week update telling you everything that's gone on the site. You can do that, and it's free. Just go to thedetroitbureau.com, sign up for a free subscription.
Excellent. What's next on the automotive agenda for you? More new vehicle drives?
Oh, we've got so many things coming up. Again, a few things I can't talk about, embargoed things for the L.A. Auto Show, but we will be going out to the L.A. Auto Show very, very soon. I'll be talking about that and a whole bunch of things that we're going to be seeing there, and we'll also be starting to talk about very soon about some of the things that are coming to the Detroit Auto Show. That's just around the corner.
It's going to be a busy time of the year, no doubt about it, and let's hope certainly the mood in Detroit is better than last year, and it seems like at the SEMA show there was a lot of enthusiasm, Paul, so I hope that carries over to L.A. and certainly most of all to Detroit.
Yeah, I do too. The good news is that we're starting to see the automotive market pick up, not by much. As somebody said just recently, as a matter of fact, it was Bob Carter from Toyota, said that the sort of numbers we're seeing with the market, maybe 10.5 million, would be something that we'd be crying about a few years ago. Right now, we're ready to throw a party.
Very good. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Paul, for your time here today. Everybody check out thedetroitbureau.com. And again, remind everybody about the breaking story that they can check out tomorrow morning.
Okay, right now you can go to the site, you can get the first look, get in and join me in the drive of the new Nissan Leaf. Tomorrow morning you're going to find out about some special developments which may revolutionize the world of electric power in the very near future.
Wonderful. He's Paul Eisenstein. You'll be back with us soon. Thank you, Paul.
Bob, good to be with you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. Straight ahead. We're going to kick off a brand new monthly segment, the Classic Restoration segment, right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. It's my pleasure to spend each and every week with you at this very specific time. But don't forget, our network has vast internet resources. Matter of fact, our GCN network has wonderful archives of all our past programs and the program you're hearing right now. This week's show will run on demand 24/7 for the next week until it's replaced by next week's program, and then it goes into the archives. We also have a free podcast available for you there as well at the same website, gcnlive.com, and just click on the program Auto World. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show a gentleman who we've had with us in the past, but we're kicking off a brand new monthly segment here on the show. It's the Classic Restoration segment. And to tell us all about Classic Restorations, the company that he owns, it's my pleasure to welcome Melvin Bensequin. Melvin, how you doing?
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much. I figured on our first segment here, we'd kind of do a little background on both you and your company. So let's begin at the beginning. Have you been a lifelong car guy, Melvin?
Yeah, ever since I can remember, I've been crazy about cars. I can remember playing with, the toy trucks and all that good stuff as an infant, and just always being fascinated with automobiles ever since. I mean, I remember being able to tell even at night by the headlights what kind of car and year and make and model it was, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old. So I was pretty into it.
Absolutely. I was very much cut from the same cloth. How about as you grew older into the teenage years, what was the first car that you called your own?
Well, my first car was a 65 GTO. There's a little story behind that. I had found it for sale in a classified ad and went and pestered the guy. He wanted $50 for it. And it was a running, driving car. It wasn't, anything that wasn't, drivable. And I pestered the guy, and he finally said one day, "Look, kid, it's obvious you don't have the money, and it's obvious the car's not selling. It's a deal. I'll have you help me put a lawn sprinkler system into my new house, and then I'll give you the car." And let me tell you, Bob, it was the hardest 3 or 4 weeks of my life and the hardest $50 I ever earned. But at the end of the day, I have the car.
Oh, that is fantastic. So what a great car for a young man. A GTO, a 65 GTO was your first ride. Was it in pretty bad shape?
No, actually, I really didn't have to do anything to it. It was an automatic 2-speed Power Glide post car, and, the paint was faded, and, the interior was worn and had worn tires, but it ran and drove, and that's all I needed at the time. And, I was pretty merciless on the car, too. It took everything I gave it.
Oh, that's fantastic. When did you first get involved in automotive restoration?
Probably started probably as a late teenager. A friend of mine had a 69 Mustang with a 428 Cobra Jet in it, and it was running rather poorly, and we couldn't figure out how to get the spark plugs changed. Anybody that knows those cars know you have to pretty much remove the engine to get that done. And so we basically took half the car apart to do that, and ended up fixing most of the car and putting it back together, what started out to just be a tune-up. That was kind of the stuff we did, at friends' houses and stuff, on the sort of the older cars. And I learned a lot of my 65 also, how to do brakes and that kind of stuff and keep the car going. But professionally, really didn't start on it until about 16 years ago. And that's when I, got into forming the business and starting to do it as a professional.
And over the years, I know you've worked on all types of vehicles. Give our listeners kind of the overview, because you do a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah, we do a lot. We've done, LaSalle's, Internationals, pickups, Jaguars, obviously the American makes. The most popular stuff is the 60s and 70s muscle cars, but it's run the gamut. We've done some really pretty unusual cars, like the Bricklands. We've done some Cobras. I can't can't even remember what we did. Right now we have like a 1910 International in as one of the vehicles we're doing in the shop, and that's, talk about the dawn of automotive time there. That's it. It's a stagecoach with a motor.
Wow. That must have been quite an adventure to do that vehicle, Melvin.
Well, we're still doing it. it's amazing because the customer brought us the vehicle, and it's called an auto buggy, and it's basically almost like a has a seat up front with a steering wheel on the right, and then it has like a almost like what you would consider nowadays to be a pickup bed in the back, and it was full of parts, and the customer had said that the seller had told him that all the parts were there. Well, once we cleaned it out and kind of figured everything out, we realized that there was very few parts that actually went to that vehicle. And this is kind of the fascinating part of it is as we're working on it, we're realizing it has external push rods, has external valves, external rocker arms. And one of the first challenges we had, we were missing the valve keepers and the valve retainers. And you can't open up any book and find that. Not even J.C. Whitney, not anything. You know, even the Internet search reveals nothing. So out of frustration, I sent one of my mechanics down to a local speed shop, and he sat there for a few hours and just went through stuff. And believe it or not, what almost perfectly fit with just a little bit of modification was big block Chevy. Retainers and keepers were required very little modification to fit just the valves. So, you know, that stuff's kind of like really fascinating to find, you know, that even a Chevrolet piece can even fit into something like that from back then. But it's a trial and error process on that old of a vehicle because there's just nothing to go by.
And, of course, I know you've done some very highly publicized projects, including a T-Bird for a victim of the September 11 attacks. Tell our listeners about that story and that gentleman, because I had the pleasure of meeting him with you out at the SEMA show a couple of years back.
Yeah, it was. He was a Port Authority police officer named John McLaughlin, and he, interestingly enough, had been one of the first responders in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and they had called him in for the September 11th one, and there was a movie made about him called The World Trade Center, and starred Nicolas Cage, who played his character. He of course, had both buildings collapse upon him and was buried alive for, I think, roughly 22 hours.
Wow. When we come back on the other side, we're going to hear more of this amazing story from Melvin Benziquin right here on Auto World.
Well, I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928 928- 928-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We are back. We are live all across North America on great radio stations like the business station in Boston, AM 1060, WBIX, AM 1060, covering a number of New England states, as well as another big radio station covering much of the Midwest, KXEL in Iowa. We also want to welcome everybody listening down in Bowling Green, Kentucky on 93 WKCT, everybody in Pittsburgh on WPYT, and many of our other affiliates. Of course, you can listen to us online at our network's website, GCNLive.com. We're on Channel 3, but, of course, you can also listen to our archives and podcasts and on-demand stuff as well. We're kicking off a brand-new monthly segment here on the broadcast. I couldn't be more excited to be working with this gentleman on a month-to-month basis. It is the Classic Restoration segment here on Auto World, and Melvin Benziquin, the owner of Classic Restorations, is telling us all about his background and the story of how his business got his start. And before the break, Melvin was telling us a very cool story about an interesting gentleman that Melvin got involved with after the September 11 attacks. And Melvin, pick up where you left off before the break there.
Sure. Thanks for the kind words, Bob. I appreciate it. Going back to the John McLaughlin, the Port Authority police officer, he had been buried alive for 22 hours before he was rescued and then endured, I believe, somewhere between 25 and 30 surgeries, which he still, you know, is today having to, you know, look forward to a couple more because he keeps having wounds that, you know, won't close up because they were so large. But anyhow, what happened? He after he had recovered enough, he had always wanted a Thunderbird, and he came across a 1955 Thunderbird, and this gentleman that was selling it had told him it was a body-off restoration of the vehicle. And John, not really knowing much about cars other than what he wanted, took the guy at his word and, you know, the paint looked okay and that kind of thing, and bought the car for $30,000. And this was, you know, back in, I believe, 06. So, you know, the market was, you know, pretty tops then. And what John ended up buying was basically a death trap. The he started having problems. The seller, of course, wanted nothing to do with it once John had picked up the car. And John brought it over to me to look at. Vehicle, he was having a lot of issues with the drivability of it, with the stopping and such. And when we put it on the lift, we were so shocked to find that the rubber fuel lines were laying literally on the left exhaust pipe and then routed through the leaf spring on the driver's side up to the front of the motor. And then if, to make matters worse, the there's a brake hose that's supposed to go from the rear axle up to the main brake line, and that's supposed to be rubber to allow the axle to articulate up and down, and that was steel. And that had also been routed through the left rear leaf spring. Those were the two major issues that were with the car with safety. And, you know, as we started looking into the car further and further, it was real obvious that the car was done very poorly. There was missing body mounts. There was parts of the body that weren't even there to mount to the chassis. And, you know, there was substandard. They'd riveted the floors together. Just the list is endless of what they could do to, you know, really just shortcut the job on this car and not really take anybody's safety into account. And what really got me about this whole thing was the gentleman that sold John the car knew who he was and knew what he had been through and just thought, apparently didn't have any conscience about, you know, selling him something that was literally a death trap. Mm. So John was really kind of beside himself because, you know, he was looking at quite a large repair bill just on what we knew at that time and, you know, really didn't know what to do. And it was very obvious that he was pretty distraught about, you know, having been taken so advantage of and still dealing with his wounds and such. And I just felt like I needed to right a wrong. And I got, you know, the president of FEMA involved, Chris Kirsting, along with, I believe it was about 60 SEMA members to provide parts, and we started in conjunction doing this car for John for no charge. And we ended up stripping the car and finding out that they had filled giant holes like the size of your head with floor tile cement. Sandblasting wouldn't even take it off. We had to literally chisel it off. And in 10 months, we did a complete body off the chassis restoration with a lot of upgrades, both safety wise and convenience wise and power wise, and then presented it to him in Las Vegas at the 2007 SEMA show with Chris Kirsting. And it was a nice thing to do for him. Made me feel good. Made me feel like I righted a wrong. And you know, as a result, you know, I've become very good friends with him. So you know, it's been a very good experience all the way around to you know, make this man, you know, a little more comfortable in his life because he is dealing with such handicaps on a daily basis.
Absolutely. And, Melvin, this is a problem that you run into quite often. You know, folks come to you after doing business with other restoration facilities or individuals, and then they find out there's something funky going on, and it takes someone with the expertise like yourself and experience to diagnose what's going on, and some of these stories are quite scary.
Yeah, well, you know, here's really the problem with the whole industry, Bob, is you know, to restore a car properly really takes more money than what the car usually is worth. There's very few cars out there that you can do the right restoration to, no matter what you're starting with, whether it's a really good, you know, a foundation or a really bad foundation, you know, restoration costs are expensive. Labor's expensive. Parts are expensive. You know, materials are expensive. But, you know, that's what happens is some unscrupulous seller will drag a car out and do whatever he needs to do to shortcut the job to make the car look pretty and sell it to some unsuspecting person who doesn't really know anything. And with the advent of the Internet in the last, probably 10 years, you know, the pictures make cars look really good, and people just don't understand what, when they show up on a truck, you know, what they bought is really a pig and a poke. And they actually put them further behind dollar-wise because they are trying to, you know, circumvent the restoration process by buying a car that's already done. Because it's a well-known fact, if you can buy a car that is done and done right, you'll pay far less for it than if you got the car for free and restored it correctly. And unfortunately, that's what ends up happening. And I'm not saying every car out there is like that, but, you know, it's really, really a forest out there of trying to make sure you're finding the right car that's been done right. And, you know, some of these people out there that do the body work, they are just really good at making these cars look straight. We do get a fair amount of business of cars that are either coming from shops that they've caught doing wrong, or they've bought the car and they've realized it's done wrong. If you look at my website, there's a 70 Corvette convertible that a gentleman bought from a Corvette shop. And the car is beautiful. The car is absolutely beautiful. But they advertised it as a body-on chassis restoration, and it was anything but a new convertible top, seat covers, and a paint job, because we found, you know, improper fittings in the brake lines that were, you know, akin to ice maker fittings. We found the heater system was plugged up with a rat's nest. They had basically, orange rattle canned the engine compartment. They literally painted the exhaust system with brush. You know, they just, the trailing arms, which are the arms that hold the rear suspension in, were rusting from the inside out and literally popping the welds apart.
Pretty scary stuff. Our telephone number, if anybody has a question for Melvin, 800-259-9231. When we come back, more about classic restoration with Melvin Benziquin.
We've been receiving calls from listeners asking us about home service contracts. Are they just another form of insurance? The answer is no. In fact, they're just about the opposite. Home service contracts cover payment to have your home's major systems and appliances repaired or replaced due to normal wear and tear, which a homeowner's insurance policy doesn't cover. A home service contract would pay for repairs or to replace plumbing systems, heating systems, electrical systems, your kitchen range and oven, water heaters, central air conditioning, a washer, a dryer, and a refrigerator. American Home Shield Corporation, founded 32 years ago, has a nationally recognized reputation for quality service at a fair price. Thinking about or even in the process of selling your home? An American Home Shield contract would help assure the buyers that they won't have to worry about having to pay for a major system failure after they take title. And that makes selling your home a whole lot easier. Be a smart homeowner. Call American Home Shield today. 1-800-247-4749. That number again, 1-800-247-4749.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-800-800. 34 no tax. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Classic Restoration segment monthly here on Auto World. Melvin Benziquin joins us to tell us all about the latest at his company, and we're beginning the segment here this time around with just doing a little bit of overview on Classic Restoration. So, Melvin, you've got some cool stuff on your website, including some video stuff. Tell us a little bit about some of your video adventures.
Well, the one of the videos is an idea that I had come up with that my son helped me with. He was 8 then. We were trying to figure out a way to promote my business and come up with something cool to do it with as in a type of commercial. And what one of the videos we are doing is we take one of my Trans Am Firehawk, a black one, and I also had a second-gen Trans Am, and we do a pretty good burnout in both cars individually, and I get the car into some pretty good spins and basically make the car disappear into the smoke, and then through the magic of you know, the film and computer, we make it look like the fourth gen turns into a second gen, and then it says we build time machines. So it's kind of like, you know, making you go back in time. It's a very cool commercial, and unfortunately we've never aired it, but, you know, we've kept it on the site just because we thought it was really cool. The other video is a person that came across, he had been an enthusiast for many years also, and was in the midst of building his 70 GTO convertible back, and he unfortunately got in a really, really bad dump truck accident where I think it was a 100-ton generator, came off of an 18-wheeler and smacked the dump truck and ended up breaking his neck and turned him into a quadriplegic. And he had always wanted to see this car done, and it's kind of like his motivation to get well and keeps him going. He brought us the vehicle to redo back to, you know, what he had hoped to do himself. And he's another person I've become very good friends with. There's some video of him in the car where he's being placed in the car. There's some video of him talking about the experience of not only the accident, but of going through the restoration, and what the car meant to him, and, you know, what it's like to be in the car. So, you know, a couple of really nice videos on very different, you know, subject matter. But I like getting involved with, you know, the philanthropic side of it, because you don't see that a lot with restoration. And, you know, it's a lot of people don't realize how passionate people are about their cars and how much it really means to them. And that's why they, you know, do what they do with these cars. It's really about the passion.
It's so true. That's what the whole hobby is about, passion. And certainly there's no better place to see that than out at the SEMA show in Las Vegas, or any Concours event, or even local event in any town. I mean, people are just so proud of their vehicles. And quite often, as you and I know, Melvin, when folks get the means, when they get up there in age, quite often they go back and buy the cars that they always wanted to own in their youth.
Yeah, because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you hear a song on the radio, but you can actually picture yourself back into a given moment in time of what you were doing when you first heard that song. And it's kind of the same thing with cars. It, you know, may have been what somebody had that you wanted. Maybe your father had it. Maybe a neighbor had it, a brother, or whatever. But, you know, it's all about, you know, grabbing a piece, I guess, of your youth and you know, reliving it and enjoying it.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your facility, which is located on Pine Island, New York. Give us kind of a geographic kind of locale on that. What is it near? And I understand you have some storage facilities available.
Yes. Pine Island is it's a little village of the town of Warwick. The town of Warwick is roughly an hour, hour and 15 minutes north of Manhattan or New York City. The building is 32,000 square feet footprint. 11,000 of it is being used for automobile storage. We have probably, it's like a toy store when you go back there. It's like anything you could possibly imagine is sitting back there. And then the actual mechanical and body shop and assembly side of the shop is comprised of about 21,000 square feet of, you know, actual shop space. But, you know, it's only hour and 15 from the city.
Very convenient. And every week you've got new projects in the shop, and just logging on to your website and looking at some of the current projects, boy, you've got some really cool ones in there, including a 1956 Chevrolet pickup custom street rod. This one, a little bit of a challenge. I understand the customer wants a daily driver street rod with lots of cool upgrades. That can't be that easy.
No, it's really not, especially when what he brought us was a frame that had been welded together by somebody who didn't know how to weld. They had put a clip on a 1950 Chevy chassis and from a 77 Nova and didn't think about, you know, anything related to how things are supposed to fit and, you know, how the front end's supposed to fit. And so basically all we had was a cab that had been sitting outside in the weather for quite a while, and we've been building it since then. It's got a custom-made chassis, air ride suspension. It's got a 350 four-barrel Chevrolet engine from the early 70s. He wasn't really concerned about mega power, so we built him a, you know, just a basically a basic and tried and true, you know, Chevrolet 350 with a turbo 350 automatic transmission. But the rest of the truck's pretty wild. We're putting navigation in it, air ride, custom console. We actually, the console we are using, the 2009 Ford Flex has as an option a refrigerator freezer console in the back seat. So that's going to be the console.
Oh, fantastic.
I'm sorry?
That's fantastic. What a creative idea.
Yeah, and, you know, the 04 to 06 GTO seats we're going to be putting in there, because they're probably one of the best seats GM's ever made, and they're very comfortable. So we're going to be restitching that. And we've pretty much every panel has been heavily modified. You know, we've custom made the grill, chopped the roof, custom made the bed, chopped the fenders, channeled, you know, you name it, we've done to it. And it's a huge project, but it's coming along. We're probably, actually need to update the site. We're actually through the bodywork stage of it now, and actually going into the mechanical assembly as far as all the electronics. But it's going to be an interesting color combination when it's finished. The gentleman wants it flat black on the outside with a lipstick red, total leather interior with
wow.
red wheels.
That's going to be a looker, to say the least. Talk about
no kidding.
Tell us about the 71 Camaro SS Goodmark car. This is a rare item indeed.
Yeah, there's a company called Goodmark who actually down in Georgia, and they are one of the better reproducers of muscle car sheet metal, quarter panels, floor pans, and stuff for Chevelles and Camaros and the like. And they have a fleet of cars that are painted the same, black with the flames and all that. And apparently they had loaned it out to one of the magazines who wrecked it. And they gave us a call and asked us if we could pick the car up and fix the car. The car took a fairly good shot in the left rear, necessitating, quite a bit of work to the rear quarter and the rear body panel. That car is actually really well set up. It's got a 454 with an automatic and some really cool, features like air conditioning and power windows and such at it. But it's just kind of unique because it is one of the advertising cars for Goodmark.
That's fantastic. In the coming months, we're going to tackle many of the topics that you feature in your blog. People can get kind of a preview of that. Love to talk to you about how to find the rare car of your dreams and buying mistakes. There are lots of them that are made, and you made a list of the top 10. We'll also talk about some future collectibles, and we're going to have lots of fun here on the show and come up with some unique monthly topics and hopefully get more people involved in the hobby, because that's what it's all about, Melvin.
Yep, I look forward to it, Bob.
ClassicResto.com is the website. Check it out. He's Melvin Benziquin. He'll be back with us during the month of December and every month there forward. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away, two lips touching together.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.